Greetings from the Candy Colored Studio, where life is sweeter in candy color. I'm oil painter Katrina Berg, and I'm so glad you're here. I'll be chatting with you from my Midway, Utah home, serving up a palette of support, hope, and love with a side of realness. As a mother of five, including five-year-old twins, I know too well that life is rarely easy and jolly, but savoring the sweet moments gives us the strength we need to find peace, growth, and fulfillment along our journey. Again, so happy you're here and welcome.
I'm getting on a podcast, so don't make noise.
Welcome back to the Candy Colored Studio. I don't know, sometimes it's hard to start these podcast episodes knowing the things that I want to talk about, but I just want you to know that I'm thinking about you. And today I want to talk about finding comfort while grieving all the things. And I'm just hoping that these words, these experiences will bring you comfort. I don't expect to know how to support all of us. I'm just trying to figure out how to grieve myself, but I thought I would share some experiences and hope that your heart, while you're listening, will teach you the things that you need to know or continue to whisper those things that you've already been hearing that you know in your heart that you need to do that will help you. So just know that I'm thinking about you. Most of you know that I lost one of my dearest friends last month. It's been just over a month. And oh gosh, how do you even start? There have been days that I seriously just didn't even know what to do next and how to move forward. And yet there's been other moments where I have felt the love of my dear friend Annie, and I have felt her warmth and light. And I know I'll see her again soon. And that is hugely comforting. But it doesn't change the fact that we still have to go through the grieving process and go through all those stages of grief. And for me, there just were days that, she passed on the 16th of December. And so it was a different Christmas. It was hard to think about facing this next year and years without her, thinking about her sweet family, trying to find this new way of living without Annie. And Annie brought so much light and love and comfort into everything that she did and to everyone that she met. And in a lot of ways, Annie Blake to me will always be that ministering angel in real life. She was an angel to so many, whether it was just that she was listening or she gave kind counsel and wisdom. And basically, she's just amazing. She made so many of us think in new, deep ways. And I just appreciate her in so many ways. And like I say, I know that I'll see her again soon, but it still doesn't mean, I still miss her terribly. And it got to the point where I think I had cried all the possible tears that I could cry, which is probably a benefit for those of you that listen on here, because there's just so many episodes where I'm crying. And so I really did seem to cry out all the possible tears. And there was a point where I just, I apologize, but I just couldn't be social anymore. I couldn't get on Instagram. I actually deleted it off my phone. So every once in a while, I'll get on there and answer some messages. But it's been crazy. And I just want to acknowledge that over the past year, we've all lost so much. I quickly made a list of some of the things that I know that so many of us have lost. And these are things that either we've personally lost or it's somebody very close to us is grieving their loss. And it's interesting that this has been a year that I really feel like the whole human family has been grieving the loss of all these things. So whether it's we've lost loved ones, we've lost jobs and the ability to work, we've lost security, comfort, mental stability, spiritually, we've lost things, knowledge or things that we believed in or thought to be true. Politically, we could talk about that forever. Realities, there's been so many realities and things that the way that we thought that things were, that either our eyes were opened or we saw things in a new way. And then the last one I would say is knowledge. Not necessarily that we've lost knowledge, but the knowledge that, again, that we thought that we had, maybe that knowledge that we were given really isn't entirely true. So again, so many things, and I could probably add another dozen, but I thought that today we could mourn together. I want you to know that I'm thinking of each of you in your loss. And I realize that we all grieve in different ways. If there's anything that this past month has taught me, it's that we truly grieve differently, and that it's important to allow each other to grieve in our own personal way. And just because someone is able to grieve something and get over it really quickly doesn't mean that we're doing something wrong. It doesn't mean that the ways that we're grieving are not correct. It just means that, sometimes we all need to do things a little bit differently. I think back to when we had our first of six miscarriages, and that was the longest that I carried a baby and losing it. And it's interesting, I saw a definition of miscarriage recently, and apparently that first miscarriage, I can't even characterize it as a miscarriage because I carried that baby somewhere between 13 and 16 weeks. But I will say that the other miscarriages were just as hard. There were a couple that were only 6 or 7 weeks, and yet there it's interesting how, again, I still needed to grieve each of those sweet souls that didn't get to come to our family. And I realized when I was mourning the loss of our first baby that that Carl and I were kind of struggling, and we were grieving things differently, and it was an interesting way to learn about each other, learn to comfort each other in different ways. And I think that for the first time I really understood, we had lost Carl's dad a few years prior to this, and so that was that was a grief. I had lost two of my dear aunts that I absolutely adore, and I had gone through that grieving process. And yet I look at losing my aunts, losing my father-in-law, losing these children, they were all different. They were all a little bit different. And so I think that that was like really the first time that my eyes were really open to this idea that we grieve differently, and that different experiences in our personal life, that we still need to sometimes go through that process differently. And when I lost that first baby, it was a dark, dark time. I think I talked about it a little bit in a previous episode. I'll find it and attach it if you want to listen to it. And there were ways that Carl and I found to grieve the loss of that child that really brought us together, because I think it could have tore us apart, but it brought us together eventually when we realized we needed to change how we were grieving. But I don't want to spend too much time talking about that, but I want you to know that I want may you find comfort, strength, and peace in your grieving journey. One thing that I've learned in my adulthood that seemed to be very, very loud in 2020, is that it's important to face challenges head on, and that we have to work through things eventually. So why not now? And this is what has helped me. I know that not everyone is a head-on person, but that's something that's really helped me this past year. I don't like to put things off. It actually causes me more anxiety than waiting. And so I personally decided to embrace the grief, and instead of running from it or hiding from it, as I've done with so many things in my life, I decided to face it. And I'll share a little bit of my experiences and hope that it will help you in your journey. And no matter how different that journey looks compared to mine. So last month, well, really in December, I kind of felt like my heart was telling me to take things slowly, to only focus on a few things. And then my dear friend Christy texted me when she heard about Annie's passing, and she confirmed those things, all the things that I was feeling. And in a way, I felt like Christy gave me permission to personally grieve. And I'm just going to read to you part of her text. She said, "I hope you take the time to mourn your personal loss. It's easy to keep busy hurting for others, but it's your personal loss too." And I thought about that. I thought about her, this line and some other things that she wrote in that text pretty much every day. It gave me so much strength, and it also, again, it gave me permission to just to take that grieving path that was unique to this loss of my dear friend Annie. And also, while I was, you know, mourning Annie, I couldn't help but mourn 2020 and mourn the things that I have lost, my family's lost, my loved ones, family and friends, their losses too. And so I kind of took time to try to mourn all the things while I was trying to process everything with my sweet friend. So what I learned is that I just needed to take time. I needed to spend time every day. I needed to slow down. I needed to be quiet. And so that was the main reason why I didn't get on Instagram or social media. Like I didn't have the strength to do it, but I also felt that it was really important for me to focus on what I was feeling and to just quietly move through everything. And it really brought a lot of peace. And another thing that brought peace for me personally was finding more truth and knowledge. And for me, I know that this has been the one thing that's brought me peace through all of my grieving, in the different things that I've grieved this past year, but also throughout my life, is that as I was on my journey, I felt like it was really important for me to learn more and to seek out truth and knowledge and to be spiritually lifted. And so I guess the question is, where did I go to find truth? And it's interesting, I've been thinking about it a lot lately, especially just in general. And I think this applies to all kinds of grief and all the things that we have lost this past year. But I'll share it. And if it helps you, then that's wonderful. It makes it worth it for me. But it, you know, again, it's okay if this is not meant for you, but I would love to, if it's meant for one person, it's totally worth it for me to share. So I've been thinking a lot about how sometimes finding new comfort, new knowledge, new truth that kind of buoys us up, whether it's, you know, a quote by someone amazing. Like I found this great quote by Mother Teresa the other day. It could be going to the scriptures, it could be going to talks, whether they're TED Talks or conference talks. There's all kinds of things that really give us a lot of just new knowledge, or it's shared in a different way than we've heard before. For me personally, when I was grieving spiritual things, I found that I needed to find more ways to share the things that I already knew. And so I started researching some more hidden ancient cultural traditions to understand the vocabulary and meanings of things that I already had been reading. And so I remember I was researching a lot about, there were conferences that talked about these things, and some of them were very spiritual. Some of them were scholars from all over the world that were getting together trying to understand the culture, the meaning, the vocabulary of things that happened long, long time ago. And that really brought me a lot of comfort and helped me see things a little bit differently. One thing that I learned that for me personally, what really helps is to learn all the things and to listen to all the things. So, you know, it's really easy to just listen to one person, but for me personally, I need to hear it from several sources. And so I will read the fringe to the anti to poetry and then back again. And that has helped me, whether it's spiritual questions that I have, whether it's political questions that I have. And speaking of political, I keep thinking about fact checkers. And while I know that they are trying to, they have a purpose and they're trying to do good, for me, I feel like it takes away from my ability to find the truth for myself. And I know that there are so many people that find comfort in fact checkers. And I don't just mean the fact checkers that are online, but also I think it's real easy to just look at the people around us and ask them questions and basically look at them as fact checkers and take that as truth. And for me, it's just not enough. I know for a lot of people, it's totally fine. I have a loved one that's the way this loved one processes everything, and it seems to work for her, and I'm happy for her, but it's not enough for me. And it's interesting how, again, it's okay that we look for these things in different ways, and we have to realize that not all ways satisfy us personally. So I was thinking about that and I thought, what is it? Why is it that I can't just be satisfied with a fact checker or a friend telling me something? For me personally, I have to go. And like I say, I have to read all the things. I have to listen to all the things. I have to hear all of them. And it kind of, I started thinking about this awesome talk that I heard back in 2007. So back then, our oldest, he was 2. And our daughter had just turned 1. She turned 1 that weekend. So this was a talk that was given by Dallin H. Oakes, and it's about this idea of good, better, and best. And he talks about how there are so many good things in life, and that so many good choices that we can make, so many good things we can be a part of, but we can easily spend all of our time focused on those good things and then miss out on things that might be better or best. And I think about I've seen this so many times where somebody's taken a big jar, like a mason jar, and they have rocks and they have sand and they have pebbles, and it doesn't have to be rocks and pebbles, but any type of objects, and you stick them all in the jar and they don't fit quite right. And that you realize that in order to fit them all in the jar, you have to put the biggest things in first, and then the medium size, and then the sand or the smallest particles then go around and fit in all the crevices. And so you can actually fit everything in the jar. But when you just dump them all in the jar, if you start with the sand first, it won't fit. And it's such a good lesson to me personally, because I think that's how it is with this whole good, better, and best thing. If I decide to spend all my time doing the good things, then I'll miss out. I won't be able to do things that actually will bring me even deeper joy or knowledge or whatever it is. And so for me, sorry, fact checkers, I feel like fact checkers, they're like the sand. And that anytime you have trusted sources, it's good. Those are good things, right? But for me personally, I found that what was better was finding and researching for myself, that was the better choice for me. And so there's been so much comfort for me with this whole researching and discovering things on my own. And I love it when people send me stuff, but then I don't stop there. I take what they send me and then I find things to back it up, or I find other people talking about that or resources that also back up this idea. And then I spend time pondering that, right? And so sometimes in this search, and I'm talking about going from all the spectrum, I found information that was uncomfortable. And some were so scary to the point that I had nightmares. But I desperately wanted to know. And again, this is my personality. I know some people, again, they are happy to take the knowledge face value and just move forward with it. But that's not my personality. I need to know for myself. And I didn't want anything to hold me back. I knew that the only way for me to heal, and we're talking all kinds of things here, spiritually, politically, the loss of friendship, the loss of life, all these things. The way for me to heal is I needed to understand and move forward. And it had to only happen by moving through these things, okay? I had to literally go through them. It didn't matter how uncomfortable they were. I had to move through them. I had to keep my eyes open and my heart open. And then this brought me to this idea of the best. And when I consider the best things, it was to the point where I had all this information, all this research. And then I had to sit down and I had to ponder. And I had to think about, okay, now the biggest thing for me is to think about discerning, right? And that seems to be the word that I think about the most lately, is I have all these ideas, all these thoughts, all this knowledge, all these ways to heal, comfort, you know, all the spectrum. Now, how do I discern between what is going to be the best for me, right? And so as I seek to trust my heart, to listen to that, whether it's, you know, sometimes I call it the spirit or the Holy Ghost. There's this podcast, Medical Medium, that I like to listen to. He calls it the spirit of compassion. But ultimately, it's listening to that part deep, deep in our heart and that's telling us truth and tells us what we can trust and what we can't. And in my opinion, I think that's the only fact checker that I really want to listen to, right? That is ultimately what will help me discern between truth and, again, discern between this best idea and then the better and the good things, right? Not to say that those are bad. They're not wrong. But for me, I can't just listen to everything all the time. And so for me to be able to narrow it down to a few sources and to be able to find the truth, then I need to discern, where should I be listening? Who do I need to like really spend the time thinking about? So as I did this, I didn't always find the best way for me was just to ask what's right and what's wrong. But I carefully listened to my heart to verify what is going to bring me the most peace and joy and help me become my best self. And what would bring fear or anger? And that goes back to that whole discerning thing, right? Is this all this stuff that I'm listening to, I'm going to look at this one piece of something that I'm researching, reading, studying. Is it going to bring me joy and peace, or is it going to bring me fear and anger? And so that's kind of how I looked at it. And I looked at the things that I had been listening to over the past 5 years, and there was a lot of confusion, fear, anger. And it was so nice to be able to so distinctly realize that things that I had been listening to for so long, there were a few things in there bringing me peace, but there was a lot that was bringing me fear and anger. And again, the things that were bringing me peace were the things that I had taken the time to research out myself, to ask the spirit, that peace deep down in my heart, what is the best for my family, for me personally, to move forward and to find peace. And that just was what really helped me. So because I was just exercising and practicing, you know, these past few years, I realized that it's something that I continually need to be working on. I need to be seeking to discern, seeking out those best things constantly. And if I take a break from it, it's fine, but then I'm going to have to come back and I'm going to have to put in more time and effort to get back to that same place that I was. And all of this, in all of this, I realized that it was teaching me to listen in a deeper way than I had done in the past. And so basically, I feel like, again, if there's anything that you have been grieving and you're feeling that fear, anger, despair, any of those types of feelings, ask yourself, ask that deep, that deep feeling deep in your heart, where do I go to find the peace? Help me start, you know, researching and learning and looking through all of these things, and then help me discern, because I don't want to be in this place anymore. And I know there's plenty of people that are hanging out and maybe they're not researching things as deeply as I am, and they're finding peace in where they are. And if that's you, I'm so happy for you. But if you are stuck and if you are grieving and you're just not in a place that you feel like, you really want to spend time in, then this is one thing. And I hope that it helps you. It has helped me immensely. And again, I recognize that everyone needs to grieve in their own way. We all need to take these paths that are different and look differently. But I will tell you that as I've grieved things in the past, specifically spiritual things, as I've grieved things that have happened within loved ones' lives that have profoundly impacted our little tiny family, this is what eventually helped me move through that difficulty and just getting to a deeper knowledge and comfort and ultimately peace. Again, I just want to send a lot of love to you today. I know, I hate to say this, but I know that deep in my heart, I know that these are hard times that I believe are going to continue to get harder. It's going to really continue to refine us, help us find more depth, help us find more purpose in our life here, this human existence. And it will teach us how to love each other more. It'll teach us how to understand each other better. But I also think that it's I hate to say this, but I really don't think we're going back to the way that things were before. In some ways, I think that it's good, but I think we're going to find more things to grieve, and I think a lot of it is going to just be even mindset things over the next year. And I just want you to know that I'm thinking about you, that you're not the only one that's might be struggling with this change of your grief journey. Perhaps you, like me, have found that the way that you're grieving things right now is different than you've done it in the past. And I don't want you to think that you're alone and that you're doing something wrong, because you're not. But this is a very intense and crazy time, and yet I have so much hope for the future. I know that when things get really hard and difficult, that there is just as much goodness and peace and comfort waiting for us. And so I know that that is something that our heavenly parents really want us to enjoy. And I know that there are so many ways that we can get there. And I just wish you the best on your journey and send you lots of love. And again, thank you to those of you that have been aware of my sweet friend and have reached out to me. I can't tell you how much it means to me, and I hope that you know that I know that you're grieving things as well, and that I'm sending so much love and just peaceful energy as you do that, as you take this journey. Let's talk about art for just a minute. So, as I was driving around town these last few weeks, I noticed, we had had a snowfall that was starting to melt, and there were these beautiful bits of gold peeking through the snow. The colors in winter to me are always so special, and the color that we have during winter seems to shine and have its own sort of bling and sparkle. And there's another piece that I did a while ago. It's called Winter's Bling, and it's a 30 by 36 oval, and basically it's this idea of winter and the idea that a lot of times we are mourning, and there winter is sometimes a hard time, but there's always light creeping through. There's always something for us to grab onto. There's never a loss of hope or light if we will take the time to seek it out. And so that's what that piece is about. But as I was driving around, I wanted to paint a couple winter landscapes, and so I did these little minis. And there's, like I say, the piece of property that really brought me to this to see these colors was actually down in a really cute neighborhood in Midway, one of my favorite neighborhoods, Stringtown. And there's a beautiful field and a barn. And again, that's what I based it off of. But if you look at the pieces, and I'll include them in on my website in the blog version of this podcast episode. But the two landscapes that I did, I made the fields, and I made, these very graphic lines. And as I decided which pieces would be gold and white, it's interesting because in the end, they both had four pieces of gold, four, I don't know, lines or beams of gold going towards the barn, the end of the landscape. So basically, you've got the mountains in the background and a little tiny barn just in front of them, and then these beams of gold light are going towards the barn. And to me, there were a lot of little symbolism going on, but basically this idea that that goodness, that truth, that light, that comfort and peace is trying to come towards us, and we just need to get out, and we need to find a way to grab it and to take it into our lives personally. And again, it was interesting because sometimes as I'm planning out the composition, it's very specific with the amounts of colors or the choices that's going into it. And I just kind of followed my heart. And when I looked back at both of them, I realized that I chose to have four beams of gold in each of these two pieces. And again, I've been thinking a lot, traditionally we think about the Trinity or the Godhead being the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But for me, the past, I don't know, 5 years or so, and even longer, I've been thinking a lot about my mother, my heavenly mother, our divine feminine. And So for me, when I think about that Trinity, that God portion is really our parents. It's not just our father, but it's our father and mother. And so it's interesting how a lot of times with design, we want to have odd numbers. We want to have 5 and 7 and 3s. But for me, I've been so drawn to this number 4 lately. And so it's interesting for me personally, that's what those 4 bands of gold are. And I believe that it's important for us to have the opportunity to seek out a relationship with each one of them. And I know that that has personally brought me so much peace and comfort throughout all the grievings of my life, but more specifically recently. And so, yeah, that's what those pieces are about. So I will put the pictures of them and links to them if you want to see them a little bit more, but they're just little 4x4s and they just dried. So they're available if you're interested in either of those. But yeah, again, just want to send a lot of love to you. I hope that you're able to feel that love, that light, that truth that's available to each of us. And just want to send a lot of that your way today. So lots of love from the Candy Cone Studio.